You know her from Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, and everywhere on the internet except Pinterest. It's Ali Spagnola.
Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.
I've been really impressed with all of the stuff that Ali has been doing on YouTube and Instagram and Snapchat, Twitter, just kind of constantly creating great, entertaining content for us to watch. And I think it's a good lesson in the Just Go theme to get started and try new things. So we're going to get right into it. Thank you all for listening very much to my show. If you enjoy the show or if you want to see something different, go over to iTunes, leave a comment or rating or a review, and let us know what you think so we can make the show better for you. The show is here for you. So thank you guys for listening. And this is Ali Spagnola. So first of all, congrats on YouTube 50,000 subscribers, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
That just happened. I just was looking at your stuff and also saw Instagram, same thing,
yeah.
50,000.
Coming up together.
So that's sweet. That's awesome. That's like a huge thing.
I'm excited about it, yeah.
Yeah.
thank you.
So what, that's like, I feel like the almost like initial, not the initial, but like a really like powerful point in like YouTube and Instagram, like 50,000 is like a big
yeah.
number.
Like, well, they say
10,000
right?
is a big number.
Yeah, 10,000 is big. I don't know. I don't, not to negate you on your own show, but they say that 100,000 is big, right? Because they send you the plaque and
yeah.
then you're like legit now.
Yeah.
No, whatever. I've been legit since I was one subscriber and it was my mom.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So, because I think a lot of people that are trying to get started see people that have 50,000 or 100,000 or a million and it feels unattainable.
Yeah,
and
it's overwhelming.
Out of reach.
Yeah.
But that's so powerful to think of them as individuals.
Right.
And that's kind of where I'm like, I'm trying to build up my YouTube channel right
yeah.
now.
Okay.
And like, it's like when I get two subscribers, I'm like, those are people.
Those are,
you know,
two whole people that give a crap about you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's like amazing. And I was thinking about like, we were just talking about our friend Alex Clark, who is also kind of like on a very upward trail right now on YouTube. And I see him getting like 1,000 subscribers a day.
Wow.
Right now.
Yeah, that's nutso.
And he's, and I talked to him, he's like, yeah, but I need more.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's super appreciative of it, but like,
never satisfied.
Yeah. Almost like when there's less, you can appreciate the individuals more because they feel like something like
yeah.
more than
it's not just
like,
a
I want 2,000 a day.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
interesting.
So crazy. So why don't you give a little bit of a, for people who do know what you're up to right now, and also people that maybe aren't super familiar with what you're doing. You do a lot of different things. You know, something like, I feel like a lot of the, especially YouTube people right now are doing like daily vlogs is like the hot thing.
Right.
And it's often about nothing, which has been kind of frustrating.
Daily is usually nothing.
And I think it's like it's becoming a thing where like you're like, okay, whenever I'm watching stuff, I'm like skipping through. I'm like, is something going to happen?
Right.
Like,
that's actually why Snapchat's so good, because you can do that 10-second skip.
Yeah, right.
Whereas like on YouTube, it like loads and like there's not like a short little way to skip ahead and sort of
yeah.
fast forward.
Yeah, and that's something. So that can fit into the question as well. Like, what? Why don't you give a little bit of an idea of what exactly your channel and your, you know, overall your Snapchat and YouTube.
What I do. Yeah, I'm a musician, comedian, and all my vlogging actually happens on Snapchat, like I was saying. I put my snaps on YouTube, but they do wildly better on Snapchat, and I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the way you consume it and that actual, like, physical ability to just tap through the story and speed it up if you want to or watch if it was that good. but yeah, otherwise I write original music. It's usually comedic. I'll do covers. My most popular series is One Gal Band, where I play, you can see my studio from here. I'm sorry everyone that's just listening. but yeah, I play a bunch of instruments all at once and you like see the whole song happen and I'm looping things and singing over myself to make songs on the fly.
That's cool. And when did you start to see the online things start to, like, people start to actually care?
Yeah, actually a long time ago. I started on Twitter. That was, like, my main thing. I was a traditional musician. We were just talking about this. And I was, like, playing, like, strumming in coffee shops. I was like, I'm not, you know, getting enough eyes on my work. I wanted more exposure. And clearly the internet is the way to do that. So I started putting my music online. And then my show was actually a drinking game. And so because it has that, like, gimmick to it, it took off. And that's when I started seeing it. It kind of, like, blew up on Reddit because there was also a legal battle around it. And so then, like, yeah, I started getting those eyes I was talking about. And from there, I just kept making stuff.
Awesome. There's edit.
That's fine. That's more work for you.
The power of the internet. It's great. Yeah. You can just be bad sometimes.
All the time. Are you kidding me? I don't have talent. My only talent is editing. I'm just shitty at everything, and then I just edit out until it's good.
That's great. I don't need to edit that because that was a great thing. Now I'm just like, I just like lost my train of thought because I was thinking of two different things to talk about. And then I stopped and I was like, cool, I'm going to make an edit there. And then it turns into a valid point. So if you're listening and want to try something, just learn how to use your laptop to edit things out.
Right. Photoshop. I mean, in general, like how to like wait until you figure out that perfect text to text back to that person you're dating. Or maybe it's that you know how to like get rid of that zit in Photoshop. But across the board, learn how to edit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't edit text messages once you send them.
Yeah, that's true.
So that is like a little thing.
I wonder if like you can't just Steve go for Jobs it. Could.
Maybe. Or like emails. How many times do you just like wish that you could unsend an email?
There is an unsend function. It's basically just waits 15 seconds to send your Gmail.
Oh, right.
And so I have that on, so
when you like hit send and realize that
It doesn't actually like, send when you hit send, and you have 15 seconds to that's take cool. it back. Which I use way too often. It's like, that's so stupid. I know it's there. Why not just know before I send? But there's something about hitting that button.
So what's next on your in your world? You know, as your audience starts to get bigger, I think sometimes that becomes like, it feels like you need to do more or do bigger things or do something. Is that how you're thinking in any way?
I've always felt like I need to do more and bigger, and it wasn't about if people were looking or not. In fact, I feel like once people start looking, then I can sort of like, all right, I've gained my audience, now I can just sort of give them what they expect.
Yeah.
But right now, I feel like I need to innovate to grow, and so I'm working on new series and trying to come up with, you know, just things that are unique and eye-catching to expand that audience versus like, here's my daily vlog because I know you like me and it's going to be boring, but you're going to watch it anyway because you're a fan. That
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm interested in most people who are doing like a lot, like a kind of a variety of things, which is really what you are good at doing. And it's interesting to see, like, because you said you're like kind of uploading your Snapchat stories, which are kind of like your version of a daily vlog.
Yeah, it's just once a week though.
Yeah,
it's a whole week,
but it brings it all together. Yeah,
in one daily video. Yeah,
but then you're doing your other things of like, you know, the music videos, and then there's like cool other like weird, random things that happen.
Yeah, science experiments or like, actually, there was only one where we like filtered a bunch of different alcohols through Brita filters to taste them, and that one did really well, and it was so different from everything I usually do.
Yeah,
so that's kind of interesting. I mean, I just put out a video where I'm biking with no hands with two of my friends, and we're dancing.
Yeah.
Like, to a bunch of common dance songs that you would, like, dance to at a wedding. But that's also, you know, kind of left field for me. I mean, people have seen me dance on YouTube before, and they know I'm a biker, but this was not, like, in a series. It was just a video, like, a one-off that we did, and it did really well. So I want to try and think of more just, like, innovative, different things like that to grab people.
Yeah, and the idea of the Brita filter alcohol thing is interesting because you said it was kind of like just a random thing.
Yeah.
And same thing with the biking thing. It's kind of just like it's a one-off type thing where it's not within a series. And my kind of thoughts on this stuff are like, I struggle with this, and I know people that are listening that are interested in like starting something will have like four ideas. They're like, oh, I like the idea of daily vlogging, but I also, you know, make music, but I also am interested in like gear and gadgets and technology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think a big part of why I kind of delayed putting out videos for so long was like, who am I?
Yeah.
Where is my, like, area? And it was hard to commit to one.
Right.
And that's why I'm, like I said, I'm intrigued and kind of inspired by people who are able to kind of just like, oh, let's try this thing today and go with it. It doesn't need to fit into the, you know, the exact show or playlist on the page.
Well, Andy Warhol did an insanely wide range of artwork styles and mediums. Like, he was, working on film and paintings and, like, printmaking, and had other people working for him making just like crazy stuff, sculpture. He peed on metal at one point. He would just have his friends come over and be like, pee on this, it'll be awesome. And like, that's art. But anyway, beyond that, he's the Campbell Soup guy, right?
Yeah.
And so people decided what he was and like were able to put him in a box if they needed to, but he was still like a creative force doing lots of different things. So if people need to sort of make sense of you in an elevator pitch, they will, and you'll be the Campbell's Soup guy, but that shouldn't stop you from peeing on metal if you want to.
maybe not. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so that's great, because my initial thought of that was, like, as we try to, on this show, inspire people to get started on their ideas, and I think that's so powerful in that, like, you don't need to figure it out if you're interested in this, like, do that today, and tomorrow if you're, there is a focus point there, you know, there's a balance where you kind of have to focus on, like, something and, like,
keep making
to achieve something, but that's, like, figure out something that you're interested in and do that. And, you know, as Gary Vaynerchuk says, like, there's, like, a market for if you are interested in it, there's a lot of other people, especially on the internet, that are going to be interested in it. Like, there's no way you're the only person interested in what you're interested in. So, or, like, are interested in your viewpoint of this. So, all that goes back to the point that I wanted to make in that start something.
Yeah, just go for it. And if you're thinking, well, I'm into tech stuff and I also might want to vlog, but, like, if vlogging feels hard for you, but the tech stuff just, like, flows easily, then go towards that.
Yeah.
Figure out what your passion actually is and go towards what's easy, not necessarily what you think is going to be successful or, you know, what the world wants from you.
Yeah. So do you have any other for somebody who's just starting or somebody who has started and keeps hitting roadblocks? Do you have any advice to tell them?
I mean, yeah, like, it ties back to what I was just saying, is, like, figure out what comes easy to you, what seems, like, effortless and fun, and that you're excited about to work on. If you're, like, slogging through it because you want to get your weekly video up, then you're probably, you know, not on the subject that you should be, because it's not inciting your passion.
Yeah. Cool. All right, a couple quick ones. What's the craziest or coolest or most exciting thing that's happened to you because you started doing that, you know, putting yourself out there on the internet, or like a person that you've met or something that would have never happened if you didn't start doing this?
I mean, in general, I don't think I would even be in LA. This is a crazy thing. The reason that I moved to LA is because Tegan and Sarah were following me on Twitter, which I thought was just like a fluke. Like, I made some joke that they were into. I happened to, they were playing in Pittsburgh, so I'd, like, randomly DM'd them and was like, hey, I saw you're playing in my city, and they're like, yeah, come backstage and hang with us. I was like, what the, no way. And so I did, and they were, like, giving me career advice the whole time. It was crazy. They were so serious and, like artists, like, a little too serious. There were zero jokes, but they were like, fire your manager and move to LA, like, you're doing it wrong, like, just go for it. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And none of that would have happened had I not, like, connected with them on Twitter. And now, like, and since I moved to LA, you know, everything's, like, really taken off with my career, and so it's been really cool, but it was just, like, one little inciting moment.
Yeah, which is great. Again, goes back to that thing of, like, if, like, you sent them a message.
Yeah, right? I know, and I felt stupid, too. I was like, yeah, right, they're going to respond to this. And they're like, yeah, come hang out in person.
Right, like, you, there's a lot of people, again, who have probably typed that message and then hit delete.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're like, ah, well, what, I don't know that I should do that. So that's great. That's awesome. All right, so people that want to find out more about your world, you're on every... everything.
Not Pinterest.
How do we find
everything but Pinterest?
You should be doing. Jump in.
Sorry, your 60-year-old aunt can't follow the patterns I like in wallpaper. I apologize.
I'm trying to think that, like, maybe that's the new frontier, though, of, like...
Oh, no, don't give me another one. Get out of here.
The Pinterest vlogger.
We're going to be rich. Know.
Cool, yeah, so let us know, where can we find you? YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter?
They're all Ali Spagnola. Facebook. So just, yeah, or Google that and you'll find it all.
Cool, well thanks for joining, and I think we're all inspired by this new way of, this new world of having access to just infinite...
Everyone.
infinite amount of, you know, gear, technology, and...
People. Yeah.
Which is the most important. And again, the gear and technology doesn't matter.
Without the connections.
Yeah. So get started and make it happen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoy the show, subscribe however you're listening, whether it's on the iTunes or podcast app or Stitcher or whatever, on the website. Subscribe, bookmark, whatever you do to... remember what things you like. Do that so that you can come back and listen to more episodes and let us know what you think. As always, you can contact me. Go to my website, chrisruggiero.com/podcast, and you can listen there. And then you can click contact, and that will bring you to me. And I will respond to your emails if you want to hear a certain guest or something. Okay, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.